apparently you have a scouting report for who's going to be in with us tomorrow.
Well, I don't want you guys to have to go into tomorrow completely blind.
Thank God. Appreciate it.
Filling in for me tomorrow will be a guy by the name of Matt Birmingham. You may have heard of him. He's worked with us from time to time.
Okay. Sounds familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Right. Some call him the devil. Some call him the master of bits with little to no payoff.
It's a fitting nickname.
Yeah. Well, Ham will be in for me tomorrow, and I wanted to let you guys get an idea of what you're going to be in store for. So I have a scouting report here, including some audio examples of what you might be in store for. We have some character witnesses that can tell you what you might be in store for. But just a quick background, Matt Birmingham is a 6'1", 125-gram board operator slash ticket ticker guy from Richardson. He now resides in his gated community in Southlake. He's been a board op full-time since 2022. He's been with the ticket since 2014. Before I get into my scouting report, some of my strengths and weaknesses, I want to tell you, or I wanted to let you hear from someone that works with him every single day, and that is Corby Davidson.
Matt Birmingham was a man, barely. Matt ate like a four-year-old. Matt drank like a 10-year-old. Matt never wore shorts. Matt never exercised. Matt never threw a ball. Matt never ran more than 10 yards in his life. Matt really didn't like to brush his teeth. But he did love Batman. Matt was the king of bits that had no payoff. Matt would ask us to turn it to the porno channel when we had guests in studio so they could read the funny titles.
That sounds like a eulogy.
Yeah, I think he thought he died.
By the way, was that Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters?
Of course it was. Justin put this together.
Foo Fighters song. That's the way it was sent to me. I thought they were performing in the background.
They were rehearsing.
Yeah. I thought Corby was with the Foos. So there's a little bit of a primer for who Matt Birmingham is. Let me give you some of his strengths, because the man is more than a board op. He's more than a host. He's more than a yuck monkey. He is also a play-by-play man.
Really?
So say a football game was to break out right in the middle of the studio tomorrow. Well, you guys might be treated to something like this.
He hands that ball off to his running back to the right of him, who skirts his way and cuts back and forth down the left side of the yard line. As that ball
on the carry
is given number number 28, KJ Ware.
You can hear the paper move as he's looking for the number.
He got better.
Some of that wasn't English at the end.
It's Cedar Hill leading 20-0 here in the UIL quarterfinals at Apogee Stadium. Welcome back to the UIL quarterfinals here.
UIL.
Right there. So, like I said, if a football game breaks out, you have a man that can call it right there.
It's good to know that his training could take over.
Yeah. So let's go to a weakness here.
Wait, that was the strength?
That was a strength. Okay. That's what I'm saying. If a football game breaks out, he can call the game for you. A weakness. So I have character concerns because I spoke to his dad, and apparently Ham was pretty violent as a kid. And he described to me one story that I found quite chilling.
I'd be walking through the house, and he'd attack me all the time. You know, he'd always be coming up behind me, putting swords in my throat and stuff like that. You know, that was his main thing.
Swords to his throat.
He'd be putting swords through. That was his dad. That was his actual dad.
Papa Ham has some strong pipes.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Let's hear the play-by-play again.
Well, apparently, yeah, a sword through your throat gives you a little bass in your voice. So be on the lookout for that, especially if he considers you to be a father figure. Mm-hmm. Another pro here, the man has a way with words. Mm. We all have a very conventional way that we attack the English language, but we're playing 2D chess. Ham plays 4D chess, listen to the way he pronounces some of these, what you would consider to be very common words, but he looks at it from a different angle. Here's a quick montage.
Choreographer demolished him.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Peanut brother
went wrong.
Val Victorians, Batman onesie.
It's good as cheese.
KTTK softball.
Resume demolished him. Mercury.
Eclipse.
Detective Youngman.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Cups.
I don't think I've heard Peanut Brothers before.
Yeah. He's a peanut brother.
Peanut brother and jelly sandwich.
Brother.
Peanut brother.
So, yeah, you might be thinking, oh, it's peanut butter. No, it's,
no,
peanut,
it's peanut brother.
And your regular filling guy's not going to give you that.
No.
Only ham.
Also sounds like a DJ name.
peanut brother.
Here, another coworker testimonial. I went to a guy that works with him every day, a guy that works with him behind the glass. This was from Lando, Kevin Landrum, who had some pretty glowing things to say about him.
This is Kevin Landrum, a weekday afternoon ticker person, ticker guy.
Never mind. Looks like his phone got snatched by another inmate.
Uh-oh.
That's all he sent me.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Let's call him back next week. It's another call.
So half-assed.
Yeah, Lando's minutes ran out on his phone.
Send him some commissary.
That's all Lando could send me.
Sorry, Lando.
He's just introducing himself.
Free Lando.
Yeah. So speaking of cons, like Lando, this is a con. He nails words, but he has a hard time with names. Mm.
Blake Fortles, Saddam Hussein, Steve Spurrier,
Angela Hernandez,
Sam Neill, Jonathan Papelbon, Clarence Tinsley, Michael Guillaume, Martin Van Buren.
Clarence Tinsley.
And then Jonathan Papelbon.
When did he ever say, when was he going for Jonathan Papelbon? He's been retired for like,
I don't know,
15 years.
But he went with Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon.
In the spring when the Papelbonnets blossom.
Yeah.
And what a time.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Local news legend Clarence Tinsley.
That's so good. Clarence.
Hey, one more strength here. I'm going to say this is something that Ham really excels at, and that is he will keep you guys entertained both on air and off air. So DJ and I have learned that you need to be rolling on Ham all the time.
Oh, boy.
Even when you're sitting in there in studio with him, because he's not comfortable if noise is not coming out of him. So this is when he decided to try a dog impression on DJ while DJ's trying to pay attention to the hard line.
It's a NASCAR 299 gutter cleaning service. We have trucks all over DFW. It's easy for us to stop by and professionally clean every inch of your gutters. Want it to be the last gutter cleaning you'll ever
do? Does sound like a dog, yeah.
Go to firehouseroofing.com.
Pretty annoying.
I've always wondered what goes on in there during our show in the hard line.
That does sound like just a chihuahua.
So yeah. He just went into that unprompted? Just,
and
hey,
if you want to know what happens during our show, this is what I get privy to every day.
Chicken strips. I haven't heard that on the station in a while.
So,
oh my God, tomorrow's going to be an adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? This was worthwhile.
Right.
I feel like we're more prepared for Wednesday's program now.
You know now what to expect whenever Ham sits in here.
I can't wait till our breaks tomorrow just to see what he starts singing.
Nothing can surprise you.
That's awesome. Thank you, Justin.
So there you go. There's Ham.
What a public service you just gave us.